On Thursday, President Cyril Ramaphosa outlined the government's plan to boost the economy, create jobs, and extend the COVID-19 relief grant in his economic recovery plan delivered to a joint sitting of Parliament. Highlighting the focal points of this plan, Ramaphosa said the following.
The creation of jobs is at the center of the reconstruction and recovery plan. We must get our people back to work, back into their jobs, the jobs that were lost during the pandemic. We are determined to create more employment opportunities for those who were unemployed before the pandemic or who had given up looking for work. This means unleashing the potential of our economy by, amongst others, implementing necessary reforms, removing regulatory barriers that increase costs and create inefficiencies in the economy, securing our energy supply, and freeing up digital infrastructure. This plan directly responds to the immediate economic impact of COVID-19 by driving job creation and expanding support for vulnerable households. We aim to do this primarily through a major infrastructure program and a large-scale employment stimulus, coupled with an intensive localization drive and industrial expansion. The interventions outlined in this plan will, one, achieve efficient, secure and reliable energy supply within 2 years. They will also create and support over 800,000 work opportunities in the immediate term to respond to job losses. They will also unlock more than 1 trillion rand in infrastructure investment over the next 4 years. They will also reduce data costs for every South African and expand broadband access to low-income households. But they will also reverse the decline of local manufacturing sector and promote reindustrialization through deeper levels of localization and exports. But they will also resuscitate vulnerable sectors such as tourism, which have been hard hit by the pandemic. Now, according to the modeling done by the National Treasury, the implementation of this plan will contribute an additional 1.7% to the baseline of 1.3% economic growth, bringing average growth over the next 10 years to about 3% per annum. Our recovery will be propelled by swift reforms to unleash the potential of the economy and supported by an efficient state that is committed to clean governance.
Speaking more specifically to each point, the following was said with regards to infrastructure.
When we looked very closely at what needed to be done, we realized that we could have had up to 54 areas of interventions, but we decided that we needed a few where there would be swift implementation, where we would be able to see sustained progress, and that is the route that we have chosen. The reconstruction plan has 4 priority interventions. Firstly, we are embarking on a massive rollout of infrastructure throughout the country. Infrastructure has immense potential to stimulate investment and growth, to develop other economic sectors, and to create sustained employment, both directly and indirectly. We have developed a robust pipeline of projects that will completely transform the landscape of our cities, of our towns, and indeed of our rural areas.
With regards to energy generation capacity, the plan was outlined as follows.
our second priority intervention is to rapidly expand energy generation capacity. We are accelerating the implementation of the Integrated Resource Plan to provide a substantial increase in the contribution of renewable energy sources, battery storage, and gas technology. This should bring around 11,800 megawatts of new generation capacity into the system by 2022. More than half of this energy will be generated from renewable sources. In the immediate term, agreements will be finalized with independent power producers to connect over 2,000 megawatts of additional capacity from existing projects by June 2021. The Risk Mitigation Power Procurement Program will unlock a further 2,000 megawatts of emergency supply within 12 months.
Touching on job creation in the form of unemployment stimulus, Ramaphosa said the following.
Our third key intervention is an employment stimulus to create jobs and to support the livelihoods of our people. Large-scale job interventions driven by the state and social partners have proven effective in many countries that have faced devastation from wars and other crises. We have committed 100 billion rand over the next 3 years to create jobs through public and social employment as the labor market recovers. This starts now with over 800,000 employment opportunities created in the months ahead. The employment stimulus is focused on those interventions that can be rolled out most quickly and have the greatest impact on economic recovery.
This employment stimulus was further explained as follows.
Finally, the employment stimulus includes direct support for livelihoods and the protection of jobs in vulnerable sectors. Support is being provided to more than 100,000 early childhood development practitioners and to 75,000 small-scale farmers whose production was disrupted by the pandemic. Grant-making programs are being expanded in the creative, cultural, and sports sector, and funding has been allocated to protect jobs in cultural institutions such as museums and theatres. More than 40,000 vulnerable teaching posts are being secured in schools which have lost income from fees. The implementation of the employment stimulus has already commenced. Each of these work opportunities is fully funded and ready for implementation.
As a means to offer support to citizens for the next 3 months, the following was said.
The speed and urgency with which we are expanding employment programs demonstrates our commitment to support those who are without work at this point in time. As these and other recovery measures are being rolled out, we need to do everything in our means to provide support to those in society who continue to face hunger and also continue to face great distress. We will therefore be extending the special COVID-19 grant by a further 3 months so that we assist our people who are in distress. We had announced that this special COVID grant will come to an end after 6 months, but having received a lot of representations from the organizations that represent our people across the board, and also having realized that pending the full implementation of these measures that we are announcing. There will be a gap of some 3 months where we need to give support to our people to continue the support that was given 6 months ago to make it 9 months.
For Multimedia Live, that was Aminah Dicker-Asmah.